You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Welcome to the Fourth Line Podcast in partnership with Last Word on Sports. This is March 13th, 2017, and with you today is myself, Carl, and the always wonderful Joel. Joel, I've got great news for you.
Great news?
Great news for you, yeah. Earlier this afternoon, you texted me and said, hey, can we record a little bit later?
Yeah.
Which meant I had enough time to eat dinner before we started the show, so I'm ready to go. We can go for 3 hours if you want to.
Do you never eat dinner before our show?
No, I finish the show, and then I go and edit the show and cook dinner.
I also ate dinner.
Then we're both ready. Let's do this.
What did you have for dinner?
I had ham, roasted potatoes, and zucchini.
Well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was like it. My wife made it. She did a good job roasting them. And the ham was like just the one of those like pre-cooked store-bought deals. So
there you go. I had a weird supper.
Uh-oh. Like how weird?
So we had tacos last night for supper.
Okay.
So we were like, let's have tacos because there's leftovers.
Yeah.
But it ended up being just one taco.
Okay.
Not enough.
No, that's not dinner. That's like a snack. It's an appetizer.
Exactly. So then we made pancakes.
See, you had, cause like there's such a thing as a breakfast taco.
Yeah.
You didn't have that though. You had breakfast and tacos.
Yeah. And taco. Just one taco.
Breakfast and taco.
Yeah.
All right.
It was great. Those are probably like two of my most favorite suppers. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I was pretty pleased with it.
You should be.
Yeah, I was. Delightful. So, but you know what I didn't do?
No.
I did not plan a trip to Arizona.
Oh. You're not, because I know your family's got some stuff down there, so you're not going to go?
Well, generally, like, I would be like, maybe I'll go down and watch my Toronto Maple Leafs in Arizona, but it turns out I can just go to Seattle.
Yeah, the old Arizona Coyotes, again, without an official place to play hockey.
They're soon to be apparently the Phoenix Coyotes, maybe?
Yeah, I heard back to Phoenix.
This is not going to work.
It's such a mess.
Such a mess. Maybe they can go play in Las Vegas.
How long, until Bettman swallows his pride and just is done with Arizona?
Ever? No, because what he'll do is he'll wait until a new owner just like, cause the guy who owns the team, who owns the Arizona Coyotes?
I don't even know.
That guy can't be thrilled with his investment right now.
No, it's not going super well for him.
So maybe you wait until that guy's like, I'm selling the team, and then a new guy buys it and moves it. And then Bettman's like, well, He had the best offer, so we had to take it from him.
Right, like with Winnipeg when they moved from Atlanta. Yeah, yeah.
So that's my guess. I don't know.
I think that they will have to sell it to move it somewhere else because the owner of the Coyotes is a company literally called Ice Arizona. So they'll either need to change the name or sell it.
Is there ice in Arizona?
I think just in the sometimes housed arena.
That is, it's so bizarre. So bizarre. If you're a Phoenix Coyotes fan.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this whole thing?
If I'm a fan, I'm frustrated. Like, every fan wants at least some sort of hope for their team, right? Like me, I know right now my team not doing so well. All I want is hope that we can improve into the future. So I wanted to make trades at the deadline to acquire draft picks, et cetera, et cetera. I want some good prospects. That's what I want. More so than that, I want somewhere for my team to play hockey, especially if I'm a local fan. So if I'm, you know, if it was me cheering for them, it would be very similar to how I felt about the San Diego Chargers arena situation. I really didn't care. But the local fans, absolutely. It's very concerning for me, and it makes me not super excited to pay money to go to these games, invest my time, energy, and money into that franchise.
So, like, the six people that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
they're really upset.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
But where are, Carl, if you had to place, like, 300 popcorn-flavored Jelly Bellies.
Oof. Some, like, the worst kind.
The worst kind. The worst kind. So it's probably, like, that's, like, 350.
Yeah.
On the location of the Phoenix Coyotes in 2 years' time, it would be in
the literal city of Phoenix.
That is disappointing. That is more disappointing than opening up a bag of Jelly Bellies and it being all popcorn flavored.
as much as I want there to be a change for the sake of that franchise, for the sake of other fan bases that deserve them better. And I know this isn't on the fans, but the city and the investment by those owners, just there's a lot of blame to go around in this scenario. I think they should move somewhere else. I think that the timing of it, because how long did it take? It took, what, 2 years for the Jets to move? They, like, announced it, and then it was another full year after that?
I don't know. All I just remember is, like, 10 years of the little, like, the little arrow scale thing on TSN that was like, how close is Winnipeg to getting a hockey team again? And it's just like, it was always on, like, probably not until the day before. So, but I think the biggest question is, what is your favorite flavor of Jelly Belly?
I have, my go-to is probably, I like pear.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a big pear fan. I got an entire bag of pear Jelly Bellies for Christmas.
Wow, I wasn't even thinking them. Like, that's like completely out of nowhere.
What's yours?
I like root beer.
Okay.
Like the A&W root beer. Is A&W thing in the States? Have we talked about this before?
I think our friend from the St. Louis, Illinois area, we've talked with him. I don't think it is.
Okay. So A&W root beer. I thought Jelly Bellies were like an American thing though. Are they Canadian? So.
No. Is there an official like A&W flavor?
I'm pretty sure.
Not just root beer?
Well, that it'd be that or Tutti Frutti.
Just so you can say Tutti Frutti.
That's such a funny name. That one tastes good, though. It's kind of like Hawaiian Punch flavored.
Oh, you love your Hawaiian Punch.
Dude, Hawaiian Punch is awesome.
Yeah.
I grew up on that stuff. I don't know. I think, like, maybe it's not. No, it totally is. A&W Root Beer Jelly Beans on JellyBelly.com.
Oh, there you go.
So, and they have the cream soda, which is also underrated. I also just like straight up like, I think they had like a sour cherry. That one's a good one.
Oh, I love sour cherry. Like the cherry blasters.
Oh, cherry blasters are, is that a thing in the States? It's gotta be.
If not, oh, man, you're missing out.
That is, if the States doesn't have cherry blasters, that is arguably worse than not having like ketchup chips.
Or M&Ms.
Or they have M&Ms.
But like they've got the bad ones you were saying.
No, you said that.
No, we. Okay.
They don't have Smarties.
But then you said that their M&Ms were like Smarties. Didn't you?
No, our Rockets are like their Smarties.
Okay.
Wow. M&M's Trump Smarties any day of the week.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, Cherry Blasters are, I only see Canadian websites here.
Well, you're missing out, America. They're good. Okay. So what do you think? Where do you think Arizona ends up?
not the East.
Right. Well, I think that's fairly obvious. Well, like, if they do, then they'd have to move a team out. So, like, does Detroit move back? Does Columbus? I don't, like, those are the teams they moved out of the West to the East with this reorganization. So those are the most likely ones, but
I would say Seattle. I think Seattle's big on that because they got that, they got the Russell Wilson Arena coming.
Yeah. And that's the biggest issue in moving it there timeline wise for 2 years is getting an arena built because they haven't even broken ground on anything up there. So, there's a lot of hurdles to be met before you can have a hockey team in Seattle. So it could be that you see them in Portland for, even if they end up in Seattle, see them in Portland for some time because they have an actual arena. They could play in the same building that the Trailblazers play in that's done hockey in there before. So, and I think still does. I think sometimes the Portland Winterhawks play half their season in that arena right now.
Like the home half or half of the home?
Like half the home games. They split their time.
Where do they play the other half?
I think they've got like a smaller hockey venue.
That's bizarre.
Matt will tell us. Matt, let us know how wrong we are.
So, you know how that my hometown, well, not my, I don't know, the town I live in. Is it my hometown?
Sure.
Okay, the town I live in, they were having a referendum to build a WHL arena.
Yes.
On Saturday.
Okay.
Would you like to know what the vote was? Have I told you yet?
Tell me again.
80% no.
Seriously? That's resounding.
Yeah, like it wasn't even close. It's one of the biggest turnouts in any election history in my city.
So they care more about not getting an arena than they care who the actual mayor is.
Or the prime minister or local or like provincial election. We resoundedly do not want an arena.
Wow. So what was the end reason for not getting an arena there?
No one really said. Like, it was just a really bad, really bad business model. It was actually, like, I heard more people saying, like, it wasn't like, it's not that we're opposed to this. It's just that no one's actually put a good business model together to pay for it. So, because it's, when you're in a small town like us, you have, it's a WHL team. You can't have like, it's not like an NHL owner who can buy his own arena a little bit easier. Like, no, you can't do that with a WHL arena. So it's got to be public money if you're going to have it. But I don't know. Apparently they decided a WHL team and the 7 final tours of Aerosmith isn't going to pay for it. So.
Well, it's their loss, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what has a bigger, I tried to transition there and it failed. So we're just going to talk about the Calgary Flames now.
I don't really want to talk about the Flames, but I've been told I have to.
And to be honest, I want to talk about them because they're doing great, but it does not bring me happiness.
They're going to lose in the first round. Book it.
Well, right now they would play the Edmonton Oilers in the first round.
That is untrue.
No?
You're correct. They would be playing Anaheim right now.
Anaheim? Oh, okay. That must have changed.
Anaheim's in second. Calgary Flames are in third.
There you go. I was informed incorrectly earlier. So there you go. They would play which... They can't win in Anaheim. Like, they have the longest losing streak I've ever heard. As long as this 9-game streak is right now, that streak in Anaheim is ridiculous. So.
Yeah, I do not like Calgary's chances because, let me tell you, Brian Elliott, the other shoe's about to drop again.
See, now, I could very easily say that this is the Brian Elliott that I was prepared to have
sucked in. No, Carl, get sucked in.
Okay,
do it. Clearly, go back. Jump on that bandwagon.
Clearly, he's playing better than you could have ever hoped right now. Like, back-to-back shutouts. They're playing tonight. I'm going to be switching off this Jackets Flyers game to the Flames in about 15 minutes. So, like, clearly, he's playing phenomenal. the team around him, obviously also playing well, had a couple of those games go to overtime. And I know Mike, wrote an article for the website yesterday about the Flames. And, I was curious, I wanted to know, and obviously this doesn't tell the full story, but on a simple, 5-on-5 Corsi percentage, they are exactly 50%, which doesn't take into score effects. So anyone that's like, doesn't take into score effects. Yeah, I know. But nonetheless, that's not a dominant team. That's not anything to be proud of. The only game that was dominant was Montreal. And I think that was more of the case that team does not know how to play without Carey Price in net.
Yeah. Just for the record, for all those who are listening, I was about to question Carl about score effects. So just,
I know Joel loves score effects, so I had to put that out
there. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not giving away my strategy.
Okay.
But I know what stat I'm using to pick. If we do, are we going to do like a playoff bracket thing?
Yes.
I know how I'm going to pick the winners of each. Okay. And I'm going to be right every time.
Interesting.
I know what stat I'm using, but I'm not telling anybody.
Okay.
I'll tell you when I've won it all.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying this is because Calgary is going to get chosen against every time.
Really?
Because they're the worst in this stat among playoff teams.
Well, now I'm very curious to go try to figure out what it is.
Yeah,
over the course of this show, I'm just going to start throwing out ideas. You tell me if I'm right.
And I will tell you no every time, even if you get it. And then after the show, I'll tell you that you got it. Because I'm not giving away my tricks to all you people out there. Right. I'm winning the bracket because I'm also going to win the fantasy league because I'm the best.
Yeah, I missed the play. Do you know how much I missed the playoffs by?
How many?
One power play point.
Whoa, good job. I would like to point out that Team Joel got 4 of the 6 spots.
Yeah, it's true. I actually finished in a tie for 6th place, lost the tiebreaker, and I was 1 power play point yesterday. A stupid Matt Zuccarello or who's the other guy? Gustav Nyquist. If either of them had just gotten a point anywhere else, I would have won.
Maybe you shouldn't rely on guys who like to spear people in the face.
I didn't rely on him. That was who Chris used against me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. I would like to point out that I think this is the first time in my entire life that I have made the playoffs and you have not in a fantasy sport.
This is correct. This is a low for me. It's the first time I haven't made the fantasy playoffs
except in our big football league.
Well, yeah, for hockey, I mean, though. Yeah.
Right. But hockey, I tend not to do so well in the hockey.
Yeah. And,
my goalies are awful.
And I put my eggs in Brian Elliott's basket. So aside from the fact that you don't think they're going to be good in the playoffs, why don't you think they'll be good in the playoffs?
I can't tell you that. I just told you.
Okay. So don't give me the actual statistic that you're using to base this off of. But okay.
First off, I just have a feel. I just have a feel that this team is terrible and nobody likes them.
Okay.
And the other thing is that do you really expect a team that their best player is Mark Giordano is going to win a playoff game? No.
Well, their best player is Johnny Gaudreau.
Well,
that's a fact.
But see, Johnny Gaudreau reminds me of the type of guy that once the playoffs comes, he's like, I don't get paid.
Okay. Interesting.
You don't think he's that type of player?
No.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's a very bold statement.
I think, that's a hard one to throw on somebody. But I think he's an incredibly hardworking player. If anything, like Sean Monahan, he's just so looks so lazy and like.
How do you know that Johnny Gaudreau is hardworking?
Well, he's little. He has to work hard.
Wow. That's maybe worse than what I said.
What?
All those little people out there.
He is little.
It's like 5'9".
Yeah, that's small for an NHLer.
I know, but there's like, how tall was that guy, that basketball player?
Muggsy Bogues?
Yeah. He's like 5'2".
Yeah, he had to work hard too.
I don't know. This, you really think, okay, I just, who's going to win a game for this team?
No, and that, I agree with you that I don't think they'll do well in the playoffs. But at the same time, I didn't think that they would do well in the regular season. And it literally comes down to as good as Brian Elliott will be is how far this team will go.
And it's so, it's only because there's two less teams in the West. That's why they're in the playoffs.
No, their points would have them. They have more points than the Leafs do.
Yeah, but who knows? No one knows if there's two more teams in that division. I hate the NHL. This is so stupid. It's so much easier to get into the playoffs in the West.
Just be better.
I'm going to protest.
Okay, fine. What are you going to protest?
My team is in the playoffs, but they're going to lose immediately to Washington if this is how it shakes down. I don't know. Do you think this is the thing? I don't like teams. This is probably the biggest reason why I think the Flames are going to do bad in the playoffs. I don't like teams getting hot at the wrong time.
You don't like them getting hot right before, like, riding a hot streak in?
No, because there's still like 15 games away or 14 games, whatever, from the playoffs.
Right.
They're not going to win the next 14 games. You can still have a 7-game losing streak in there. It's just, so they're going to end this hot streak just as you hit the playoffs. You want to get hot 10 games before, or not 10, like five games before the playoffs.
Right. That's
when you want to get hot. This is just, they're coming to the end of their hot streak. They're going to get like pummeled by the Penguins.
Let's hope so. I'm looking forward to that game.
I'm probably annoyed because all these dang Western Conference teams are losing to the teams or no. Yeah, they're losing to the teams that are sitting in front of the Leafs in the playoffs. It's really bothersome.
Right. Like, you really needed Edmonton to beat Montreal.
Yeah. So, I hate the West.
Well, Calgary beat them for you, so at least you got that going for you.
Yeah, well, you know what? Whatever. Like, I think this was just a bad week for just a bunch of annoying things in the NHL.
Was anything more annoying than how the NHL is going to handle the expansion draft?
Oh, don't even get me. I was excited about that.
I think everyone was. Everyone who follows, everyone who, like, if you play fantasy hockey, if you play, like, NHL 17, if you care about the trade deadline, if you make, like, fake rosters, anyone who does anything with hockey was excited because you get to make up your own teams.
Yeah, and now the expansion. So if you don't know what we're talking about, no team has to release their list of protected and unprotected players. The only person that gets to see it is the Vegas GM.
Now, do you think that is so that they don't upset the players that stay with their team? Is that the reason behind that?
Absolutely. I'm guessing that there's probably provisions in place that if this information gets out, Las Vegas can lose draft picks or something. You got to think, right? Cause like they could totally use that as leverage then in the media. Be like, Nashville didn't protect Subban. Guess they hate Subban. And then they could go and trade for him for cheap.
Or just pick him like that too, right?
I guess, but maybe they take someone else.
It's more so that the guys who are left on that roster have to know that they're not loved. Like, here's our special 10 players. Everyone else, we don't really like you.
Do you think that the coaches are going to, or like the GMs will like sit down? Like, so, and this is only like, so for the Leafs, it's going to be Matt Martin or Leo Komarov. One of those two guys is getting unprotected.
Right.
Do you think Shanahan's going to just be like, okay, guys, sits them both down in the same room. Tell me why we should protect you.
No, I don't think so. And I think, like, I go to the example of, and it's comparable-ish to, baseball trade waivers. So like after the trade deadline, you put a guy on trade waivers, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of times those guys aren't told that they are or are not claimed, right? Or that they're put on them. They're told that they're claimed, obviously, if something happens, but, they're just not even told, hey, how come you didn't show up for the game? You're supposed to be in Pittsburgh. No, they're not told that they're put on waivers. So I think that's a comparable where I say that's why it's not going to happen.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. The NHL just makes annoying decisions. It's like, so like the Coyotes, the stinking expansion draft stuff, the Olympics. Nobody likes any of this.
No. It bothers me. It bothers someone else in your house too.
Yeah, he's very angry right now.
I think it comes down to the players doing it, and it's disappointing. Or the players not wanting it. It's disappointing because everyone wanted to know, but they somehow, so they're still planning on televising this. Like so, the expansion draft itself.
I don't think it's the players. I think it's the GMs. Cause what do the players have to lose?
Yeah, maybe you're right. I look at it as the players with them not wanting to, no, cause then, that would hurt your value. Cause you can then literally say at least one team in the NHL values player X over you. And so then that then becomes their comp. And if their value, sure, Matt Martin got incredibly overpaid. Uncle Leo should want that comp, but there's other guys. And that's why I think, but I don't know. Why do you think it's the GMs?
Because it's not going to undervalue guys because like they're putting together a team. It's not straight. Like Leo and Martin play two completely different games. So I don't know. I don't know. Either way, whoever it is, shame on you. Let us know so that lives can be completely unknown if they're going to be completely changed and played with your future until so we all get some pleasure of TV.
Right. Let's make these players sweat a little bit so that it's more entertaining for us.
But they're going to sweat anyways, because if you don't know, it's completely unknown. At least most of the guys will know.
That's true. Well, 10 of them. That's less than half. But
well, whatever. I don't know. It's too stressful.
We're almost at the playoffs. We're going to cover kind of a general overview of what's happening in the Eastern Conference after spending some time on the Flames and what's happening in the West. But what is most important about the playoffs is the overtimes. Did you see there was a game in Norway that went to 8 overtimes in the playoffs last night?
I don't believe it.
It happened.
Yeah, you watched it?
I saw the numbers of it, and there were streams which went down because I saw it was happening right when it ended.
Wow.
Yeah, so 11 periods of hockey. They played almost 4 full games.
That's a lot of hockey.
Yeah, and that's why I refuse to turn off a playoff overtime game. Because imagine if you turn that off in like the second overtime. You're like, whatever, this game, someone's going to score, but it doesn't matter. That breaks my like weird sports rule. I never turn it off if there's a chance for like weird or one-off sports.
What if it's like 3 in the morning and you have to work the next day?
I find a way. Coffee, work from home, whatever it takes. Take a vacation day, an impromptu vacation day.
Fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. But I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, aside from great overtime, another part of the playoffs is playoff beards. Now, you're a guy who already has a beard.
I do have a beard.
So what is your stance on playoff beards?
Yeah, I don't really. Whatever. I'd grow it out. Like, so here's the thing. If I was on a team and we made the playoffs, would I have to shave going into the playoffs? Like, or do I just let it grow?
No.
Now that we're in the playoffs,
Burns and Thornton didn't shave their beards last year, right?
Right.
Like this, there's no chance the Sharks are going to say, "Hey, the most popular beards in the league, please get rid of those so that you can start fresh."
I don't think teams dictate any of this. I think it's just the players should do it.
Right. But like they're colleagues, their co-players.
So just no barber visits.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Or like, are you okay with a sculpt on that beard? Or just once it starts, do you go pre-playoff sculpt?
Maybe. I don't know.
You're the beard guy. Like,
I don't think I would. I think at that point you just go with it. So I don't know. A whole like playoffs, like, cause I'm going deep into the playoffs if I'm in the playoffs.
Right.
And so that long without going to the barber. That's a long time, man.
Okay. Well, so what makes your barber trip so special then that you're going to miss out on it?
Kuwait. Do you go to the barber?
I do go to the barber, but like I go to the barber just cause like they have sports on and it's better than like going to Great Clips.
Well, pretty much anything is better than going to
right, but like, tips. Like quite literally, I walk in, and this is what I tell them every single time. I'd like a razor number 3 on the top and a 2 on the sides. Thank you very much.
But they don't do anything with your face, do they?
No, they don't touch. There's been one time that I got them to shave like around the mustache. They do a hot shave on my neck, which is magical. That's about all that's different. I don't go for like, cause they're always asking like, do you want your eyebrows like trimmed or your nose waxed? I say no to all of that.
You don't do the eyebrow trim?
No.
I get my eyebrows trimmed every time.
But then, cause they always warn me, they say, if you've never done it and you do it once, you always have to do it. And I'm like, I'm not prepared for always having to get my eyebrows trimmed. I'm not ready for that lifetime investment in eyebrows.
That's not a lifetime. That guy is crazy. That's not true. I go to one of those guys and I actually went to a new barber this week because I decided to change things up, which is a dangerous game to play.
Yeah.
Cause someone screws up your beard, you're in trouble. But so I went to this new guy and I liked him. He's from New Zealand.
Ooh.
I have no idea why. I don't know what, like, I don't know. This is like little, I guess, island town. Maybe that's why he's in
Island. Yeah.
Anyways, it was good. I like the barber experience because like it's just a bunch of guys talking sports and whatever. All that good stuff. Yeah, like he trims the beard, gives you a good haircut. I don't know. It's just the experience. The experience of the barber is a great place.
See, and I, like, I'm in there for such a short time. I don't, like, I trim my own mustache. So I'm there for, like, 20 minutes at most.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure my haircut and beard was, like, 1 1/4.
Oh, jeez. No.
And, like, this guy, like, I even got a shoulder rub. I was not expecting that from this one. Just, like, all of a sudden, he was like.
Did you pay extra for that?
I did not pay extra for that. That was just part of the, this place was interesting. It was cash only. That threw me off. He pays cash anymore.
You're paying cash for shoulder rubs. I'm pretty sure there's something shady going on there.
No, whatever. But the guy gave, he like trimmed my beard. But the thing is like, whenever you think you're doing a beard, you know how you like, you're thinking you're using like the clippers with like, a guard or something like that.
Yeah.
This guy did it with like miniature scissors. Oh. It was crazy. He's just like, it was just like snipping all over the place.
Interesting. So like the scissors, cause that's what I use for my mustache. I don't, I just scissor it, but yeah, just like that.
I have pliers. Those are scissors.
that's what you do for trimming the nose hairs. It's just get some pliers in there.
Did that sound like scissors?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I'm always curious to know if other guys go to the barber.
I've started to enjoy it. There's not like a great barber around here. Like I want this stereotypical barber experience where you go in and like it's all sport. Like the one place like right by my house, 5-10 minute walk, they always have soccer on. And I'm like, like Europe and the Middle East who are big soccer fans. And I'm just not like, I want to be able to go and talk baseball, talk hockey.
And you're not going to get baseball in Canada, man.
Well, I know, but I want something.
This guy, we talked about rugby.
Oh, Okay.
It was really interesting. Hmm. He's telling me all sorts of stuff about it. And then he's telling me about New Zealand. Sounds like a great place.
I do have a desire to go there at some point.
It sounds much better than Canada.
But, like, I've heard it's also somewhat similar. Like, just in the
way. But it's like a tropical island, though, man.
Sort of. Because they get snow there. Like, there's pretty good skiing in New Zealand.
Is there skiing in New Zealand?
Yeah, there is.
This guy was like, yeah, I grew up on the beach. But you don't really say that unless it's just, like, sunny all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. New Zealand sounds like a great place. This guy, my barber sold me on it.
Okay. Well, I guess, Joel, when are you moving?
I don't know. Sometime soon, probably.
Maybe tomorrow, chat with your wife about it over taco and breakfast.
Have you ever had, like, a bad haircut or, like, barber experience where you're just like, this is going downhill really quickly?
It's mostly, like, a bad conversation. Well, okay, I switched from the barber right by my house. There's two more, like, 10-minute drive away. So I went to one of them. And he asked me, oh, where have you been going? And this guy, I told him, he was like, what do you mean? And this was the owner of this barber shop. So I told him, I was like, oh, yeah, I've been going to the one just over, like, 5 minutes away. He's like, what do you mean that one 5 minutes away? Yeah, there's one just over there. Seriously? And so I informed this guy of this barbershop that he opened about 3 months ago, that he opened it up within 5 minutes of his competition. Clearly didn't think this through when he opened it up. Didn't think to, like, maybe do some market research. And he was rattled the entire time. He accused them of being a drug front.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So he said, like, I don't understand how all these places are open. There's no market for this. Like, I'm barely making any money. I don't see how they're making any money. It's clearly drugs. They're a front for something. That's what I listened to my entire haircut.
That's great. That doesn't sound like terrible. That sounds awesome. Like, how was that? Like, were you killing yourself laughing?
I was trying to talk the guy off the edge. He seemed genuinely depressed about it.
Fair enough. So my worst experience, I didn't let get to a bad experience because it was a new place. It was a while ago, a couple of years ago, and I was going to get them to trim my beard. And the girl, like, she gives me the haircut. It's fine. And then she goes, all right, I'm not really sure what I'm doing with the beard here. Just give me a second.
Yeah. Call it right then.
I called that. I was like, you know what? I'm good. Just kind of like not going to go down that path. And so I don't know. I think we've had, like, we've not on the show before, but we've had the barber conversation before. It's just like it's a relaxing, good time.
It's one not just the, like, penguins over the flames.
Good.
This may surprise you.
So, yeah. So if you've not had the barber experience, see, if I kind of, some days I wish I didn't have my beard and so I could go in and get, like, the full, like, straight edge shave on the face.
Do they do your neck with the straight edge, though?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
But that's what I'm thinking. Like, that's why you'd want the, like, you gotta be like, do the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I have a beard, so that doesn't really work so well. But.
And I'm fine shaving myself. Like, I don't need to go to a barber, and I'm really cheap, so I don't want to pay, like, an extra $20 just for someone to shave me.
My beard trim, $4.
Wow.
Okay. Or something like that. It was, like, that was great. I was so excited about it.
You should be.
Yeah, I was. So, that's the. Well, Carl, tell me about this playoff.
So, Joel, here is this thing about the playoff. The top 8 teams in the conference get to play against each other for a chance to make the finals to win the Stanley Cup.
Really? I've never heard of this before.
So that's what the playoffs are. And your team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, are currently in the last spot for the playoffs.
Which we would prefer not to be.
Yeah, you would prefer to be maybe in the second last spot, swap with Boston, perhaps.
Yeah. That would be nice. No one wants to play the Capitals.
That's not as much as the Capitals get ridiculed for their continued regular season dominance and playoff struggles.
Still don't want to play them.
You still would much rather play the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah. Do you think Montreal is purposely losing that division so they don't have to play New York?
That sounds like a dangerous game.
I think it is a dangerous game.
That's an incredibly dangerous game. But I don't think that's happening.
But that's what I would do.
You live life on the edge.
Yeah. You know what? I want to win the first round, so I don't want to play New York.
Losing games at the wrong time of the year is worse than winning games at the wrong time of the year.
Fair enough.
I don't want to go on a losing streak into the playoffs.
Yeah, the second and third seeds in the Atlantic Division have the best first round matchup.
Yes.
Every other matchup has one miserable team from the Metropolitan.
Yeah.
So, but are you like Tampa's out of this now, right?
Right. Well, that's what I wanted to kind of look at. So your Leafs sitting at 67 games played, 76 wins. So they have 15 games left, and the four teams below them that are debatably still in it also sit at 67. So the teams are staying out of it. New Jersey, Detroit, Carolina, Buffalo. Florida Panthers are 7 points back. They found out today a couple injuries going to be hurting that team. Most notably, Aaron Ekblad got a concussion. They say 7 to 10 days, but you know how concussions go. Could be a while.
And they don't have Luongo. Their goal differential is -25. That's not good.
Jimmy Reimer had a good run. Now lost 7 in a row.
That team's not making the playoffs.
No. It looked like they were making a run at it for some time there. Reimer was doing well, but
you got 15 games left to make up 7 points.
And pass four teams.
Yeah, they're not gonna do that.
No. So that puts us in. Sorry.
Well, and they play Toronto tomorrow.
Right. So if Toronto wins that game, they're then, what's that, 9 points back?
Yeah, that's going to be really tough.
Tomorrow is the definitive nail in the coffin for the Florida Panthers.
I sure hope so.
Well, if it's not, and that's not saying it's you, but that they would need to catch up a lot of ground. So puts the Philadelphia Flyers 6 points back of the Leafs. What are your thoughts on the Flyers?
I don't know. I think I said this before, like it is so tough to make up points right now. Like I think this is a two-way. I think it's the Leafs and the Islanders. Leafs, Islanders, Boston. Those are kind of the teams that are
you got two spots
for three teams. Cause like Tampa, man, you want to talk about injuries.
Absolutely. Well,
they lost all of their centers last week.
Yeah, that was in a rough one go.
In like 6 minutes of hockey.
Yeah. I'm just letting my internet work here, but I'm pulling up the Flyers schedule because one thing that you mentioned is this time of the year is when schedules matter the most, right? You mentioned that last week. So
yeah,
they're currently tied with the Jackets. Then on Wednesday they play Pittsburgh. Now, here is why their schedule is magical from there on out. They play New Jersey, Carolina, and Winnipeg.
That's a good matchup.
So that's a string of three. They also play the Islanders, one of the teams they have to catch.
You gotta win that game.
They then play the Devils two more times and Carolina another. So they, of their last 15 games, a third of them are against the Devils and the Hurricanes.
So they have the matchups, but you still like, it's still a ton of points, 6 points.
It is a ton.
That's a lot at this time of year.
Yeah. And I'm with you. I think it's a bit too much because of how many teams are between them. So you mentioned Tampa. They're looking to get some of these guys back from injury. They've got a lot of them. Now, if you look at their schedule, it is much, much harder because they're playing a lot of teams that they need to catch. So they play Toronto twice. They play Washington they play the Blackhawks. They play the Habs twice.
Yeah.
The only saving grace is they're playing the Red Wings a couple times as well.
Yeah, and this is the thing, and I don't know what the Islanders is. The Leafs schedule is brutal. The next, we play a bunch of the same, I know we have Columbus, Washington, Pittsburgh. Sure, we have Montreal again. We do play Boston. Like, it's just, I don't know, Tampa. And those injuries, that was just brutal. Like, how they lost. Were you, like, I was on Twitter the night. I was following on Twitter the night. It was just, like, one after another.
It was literally, like, a 6-minute section where everyone disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know like how long term some of those injuries are, but I saw what's his name froze from that was traded for Brian Boyle is making his debut tonight, which is not a good thing.
No, considering because he was loaned to the Marlies, was he not?
I don't know.
Well,
he's not a guy that I would be excited about making his debut. So I just.
So
it'll be that's an interesting if there's a team that could make up 6 points, it would definitely that schedule with the Flyers would definitely do it. But again, their goaltending is just so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah. Well, they're in the same boat that they need a Flames like streak of hot goaltending to be able to make it. Right.
So
now there's the Islanders. You mentioned them. They're 1 point back. So if anyone's doing it, it's them.
Yeah, they have, what's their schedule? They probably have the inside track. That's my guess to that last spot because they probably have a not too bad a schedule.
Well, let's see what the old Islanders schedule is like here.
Do you think their team can sustain this? Do you buy in to Andrew Ladd being the greatest hockey player of all time?
Let's talk about that for a second. Do you recall how I said Andrew Ladd's going to score 20 goals after his miserable start to the season?
Yeah. Does he have 20 goals?
He's got it.
That's hilarious.
Andrew Ladd scored his 20th on the weekend.
So the Islanders are currently losing.
Yeah. So I could easily look at the schedule and say, well, they play the Hurricanes twice. One of them is right now and they're losing 6-4.
Then Winnipeg, Columbus, New York, Pittsburgh. Eh, they may not have a great schedule either. This is just a brutal time. Their last week is pretty good, though. Buffalo, Nashville, Carolina, New Jersey, Ottawa. That's a good... Apart from Ottawa, who apparently...
And Nashville in the middle of that.
Yeah, Nashville, whatever.
They play Nashville twice the rest of the year. For some reason, they've jam-packed that in there.
Whatever, Nashville. Nashville not as good as everyone wants them to be.
Well, they're a literal playoff team, so
yeah, but whatever. They're still not that great. The teams that are, go look at the teams that aren't in the playoffs in the West and tell me how any of those teams are even remotely good.
Well, I can't tell you for at least two of them. Three of them. Four of them.
Four of them. Five of them. Six of them. Exactly. You wanna know why? There's only one team that is marginally okay that's not in the playoffs in the West, and it's the Kings. Every other team, the playoffs are basically done in the West.
Yeah, they're fairly set. The Kings and Flames are the only two. Well, I guess not the Kings and Flames. The Kings and Blues? Blues maybe. Are sitting in that wild card. I don't even know. That's the thing. The Blues are a good team.
Yeah.
They could really use a Kevin Shattenkirk defenseman though right now.
Yeah, the Kings, Blues, and Nashville are all within 4 points of each other. No, the Kings are 5 points of Nashville. Three of this is set. That there you go, West. That's your playoffs. It may change a little bit the seeding, but that's your playoffs.
Yeah,
it's over.
It's true.
So enjoy that.
So
guess how it's so much easier to make the playoffs in the West.
I've heard rumors. I've heard you. I've heard your issues with it, Joel. I can't do anything about
it. It's so unfair. I know. Would it not bother you? Does that not bother you? You're a West team, so you don't care. You're happy that it's easier.
I cannot say with a straight face that they're even. Cause they're not. They're obviously not. It is, there are eight teams that miss in the West or in the East and six. Like,
it doesn't even make sense. You have enough teams to make the divisions even or to make the conferences even. I don't even care. I like, get away from these stupid divisions. Go conferences. We need to get rid of a team.
We now need to get rid of a team.
Yeah. Bye bye, Phoenix. You get Columbus in the West, and we're not adding Vegas anymore.
I was thinking about that with the whole Phoenix thing, and I know we talked about that right off the top of the show. Contraction. The last time I heard it bantied about in a pro sports league was what? The Minnesota Twins?
I don't know the last time
contraction has been like even remotely considered?
Probably.
What would it take to contract an NHL team?
Nothing. It's never going to happen, because if it was going to happen, it would have happened with Atlanta. And if it's going to happen, it would have happened with Phoenix. This is terrible. It's because like every team moves, right? Hartford went to Carolina.
Yep.
Quebec went to
Colorado.
Wherever you are. Yeah. Atlanta was an expansion team that moved to Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Those are the most recent ones. Florida, Tampa were expansion. Wild, Columbus were expansion.
Nashville.
San Jose, Nashville were expansion.
All right. Well, back to the playoffs in the East. So I'm with you. I think it's down to – I want to leave Tampa in there. I think it's down to four teams for two slots.
Okay.
Boston, Toronto, Islanders, Tampa, fighting for the third in the Atlantic and the last wild card.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I believe that Boston will make it just because of, you know, they've got the points. They're a game less.
Yeah, I was going to say they have one more game played.
So if Toronto win that game tomorrow, then they're tied, right? So sure, that's a thing. But I believe you want the points in hand, whether you have the games in hand or not, put in the onus on the Leafs to win that extra game. You want that.
Right.
So I like Boston and I like Toronto.
Yeah, you do.
I think it stays the way it is. So, because that Islanders schedule doesn't excite me. And like the Leafs, no one has, as I think I'm with you, Flyers have the best schedule, but they're just too far back.
Yeah. So this all brings us down to, what hockey games are you watching this week, Carl?
Well, that's a great question. Do you want to start?
I do.
We always let you start. So why mess with a good thing?
So our Pavel Buries of the week.
Yeah.
If you ever watched Pavel Bure as a player, he was must-see television.
Yeah. You wanted more.
All the time.
Yeah.
The Russian Rocket. So quick side note about Pavel Bure. I don't know if this is well known, but my favorite player that's not a Toronto Maple Leaf of my life, I'm pretty sure is Pavel Bure. Just gonna throw that out there.
Okay.
But I had a Rock'em Sock'em video.
As we all did.
Yeah. And I watched it a lot of times. And on this one, they put some cheesy rocket ship animation go over top of the screen. And then as soon as the rocket ship disappeared, you saw Pavel Bure go from his end of the ice and score a goal in such a fast time. Like, it was just crazy how fast it happened.
Was it sped up or like that was legitimate?
No, it was like, it was just, he just went unassisted end to end. Man.
I'm sure.
What a guy.
You must have heard the Don Cherry song, right? That he sings on those? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought you were going to say this Don Cherry song about Pavel Bure. And I was like, if there was such a thing, I'm sure I've heard it, but now I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyways, Tuesday.
So yeah, these are the games that you should watch Tuesday. Joel's picking first.
Mini Washington.
Ooh, battle of first in each conference.
Yeah. Minnesota, underratedly good this year, are they not?
It is, like, as much as the West, and maybe it's because the West, just, you don't need to be as dominant. Usually, you would be excited about a team in first place, and...
It's so weird.
Yeah. I know, Minnesota, sneaky.
Do you like that pick for Tuesday, though?
Oh, yeah, that is the Tuesday pick.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, here's my Wednesday pick. A team trying to catch the Leafs, playing against a top-notch quality team, the Philadelphia Flyers versus the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Please, Pittsburgh, win this game.
You're all in on Pittsburgh. You want them to beat the Flames right now.
Yeah.
You want them to beat the Flyers.
Yeah.
There's just, you play them once, right?
Yeah, we want to beat them that night.
So every other game they can lose the rest of the way. And yeah. If that happens, they might miss the playoffs.
That would be amazing. Right. So here's Thursday.
Okay.
Now I was gonna choose Tampa and Toronto because it's an important game. It's an important game.
Oh, okay, right, important game.
Because Tampa sitting right there, but then I was like, Florida and New York could be, or not New York, Florida and Columbus. That's okay. Also an important game.
Right. Yeah, that is.
So I'm letting you choose which of those two.
Toronto and Tampa is a much more important game.
So you're going to choose that one?
That is the game we're going with.
Yes!
And also, because I'm going Florida and New York on Friday.
Right.
So
that makes sense.
As you must have been looking.
I was looking at our nose.
Yeah. So Florida and New York, Friday, okay. That's the high-staking game. Because it's all about the playoffs.
I like it. And then Saturday, we're just going to go with some West Coast bias.
Okay.
Ducks and Sharks.
I like that. And then teams needing to get into the playoffs, playing against teams currently in the playoffs, LA versus the Calgary Flames on Sunday.
So if Calgary wins that game, it's over. Sorry, never mind. Calgary's already in the playoffs.
Calgary's in a playoff spot. The only other game that I was debatably going with was two teams that you want to somehow both lose, Ottawa-Montreal. So what do you say? Ottawa-Montreal or Calgary-LA?
Go Calgary-LA. Ottawa-Montreal, I don't really care who wins that game.
You just want them both to get hurt?
I would like to play Ottawa in the playoffs.
Okay.
So I want Montreal to win. Okay. Why is that interesting? You would rather play Carey Price in the playoffs?
No.
Yeah, I'll take my chances against Craig Anderson.
But I don't think it really matters.
Why?
Why?
You think Boston's going to get that third spot?
Well, we'll find out on Monday when the Toronto Maple Leafs play the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, or is that...
I know we have a no Boston rule, but yeah. I think we break it for right now.
Well, I want to tell you, right now, Carl probably going to be doing the show by himself on Monday. Really? I'll be here.
Okay.
But I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
And I probably won't pay attention at all to what's going on.
All right. Well, maybe I'll just bring in we'll bring in a third for that show so that Joel just does live delayed commentary for everyone who's finished watching the game by the time the show comes out.
Do you realize the last time we teased a Toronto Maple Leaf game during our show, we had problems and then had to record super late and it was after.
that's true.
So enjoy that.
This time. Let's hope. Yeah. So yeah, we got some Monday Pavel Burries for you. That's what we'll be watching while we record the show next Monday.
So there you go. Pick a game winner, send it to the Twitter account. Get it right. Get 18 points or whatever, some stupid new number you give to everyone so that everyone gets all the points all the time.
It's three.
Whatever. I don't actually care. I just like to argue about things.
I know you do. I was gonna put an article about it up on the website. I'll probably do it one of these days coming up here because people want to know where they're standing in the high sticking. So
people do.
Yeah.
I don't think I've submitted one this month yet.
I don't know. Well, you haven't gotten any points. I know that much.
I never get points.
There was one month, I think.
Yeah.
I think you pick Kadri.
If I start picking and win starting now and win the month, what do I win?
Every Leafs game is the Pavel Bure the rest of the season.
Wow, that's incentive.
Yeah, cut up your game.
Wow, I'll think about it. I'll probably forget, but I'll think about it.
We have a first in high sticking in this competition right now, actually.
Really?
Yeah, Chris Meyer writes for the website, longtime friend of the show. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife are having a competition to see who gets more points this month. His wife, Kristen, currently up 5-0.
What happens to the winner or what happens to the loser?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think that the winner might get to be the little spoon whenever they want to.
There you go. That's I was not expecting that. I thought you were just about to make something up, but I don't think you made that one up, did you?
No, I don't think so.
I was trying to, because if you were going to make something up, I was going to give them some suggestions.
What would you do? Like, what would you want in a hockey based competition with your wife? What would you want as a win?
Brenner at least like once a week for a month.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. With a cupcake for dessert.
Okay. Very good.
Or, and like, I don't know what I would do if I'd lose. I'd make breakfast in bed or buy flowers once a week for a month. That's a good gift.
Yeah.
That enhances my romantic side.
It's very true.
You would probably just have to like pick flowers from the garden and most romantic thing ever for you.
Wait, is picking flowers more or less like that sounds better?
Not if they're dandelions.
Well, I wouldn't pick dandelions.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a monster.
I know you're much better at this thing than I am.
I've heard rumors.
You haven't. The people decided I was more romantic.
I don't know.
They did. Don't say I don't know. Well, I'm going to go back and check.
Okay.
That's not true. We know that.
Okay. High sticking standings. Nick Sagan, currently leading with 12 points. Congrats to him. He's, got a new role over at Wings Nation.
Wings Nation. We support the nation.
Yeah. Big fan of all the nation networks.
Don't support the Wings though.
Not the Wings. You know, I know Joel's big on the Leafs Nation.
Yeah. Like the Leafs Nation. Go Leafs.
And there's not an Avs Nation.
Oh, no.
There's other Avs blog networks out there, or sites.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
But they're, they're okay. Anyways, so Nick is first. Mike Laybourne is second. Dan Rice sitting in third. Andrew Forbes in a four-way tie for fourth with, Graham from the Purple Army Pod, Jeff Dimekey, and, Ken Kallenbach. And that rounds out our top seven. So if you want to see, if you didn't make the top seven, maybe win some more points.
Get better.
And check out the website for the full standings later this week.
This episode has been brought to you by pancakes.
Thank you for pancakes for sponsoring this show. You can play high sticking and see all that we have to offer over on Twitter at Fourth Line Podcast, Facebook.com/Fourth Line Podcast, and TheFourthLinePodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, mail@TheFourthLinePodcast.com. And we're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as Last Word on Sports and Nuts and Bolts Sports.
Do we tell people where to listen just in the off chance that someone's like playing this from a boombox on the street? So people can be like, cause like, I always wonder that about podcasts. They're like, you can listen to us here. I'm like, I'm already listening, but I always forget about those boomboxes.
Maybe should we just take that part out then? Like, no, obviously I'm not editing this one, but like future episodes.
I don't know. Do you think, I just don't. I'm not really sure. I always wonder how that happens, because everyone does it.
Yeah, the people want put that out there, but I would maybe think, it's, like, maybe they click a link and it brings them to SoundCloud, and they're like, well, I don't really like to listen to, like, just stream it from SoundCloud. How can I subscribe? You can subscribe at iTunes. You can leave us a review at iTunes.
You should do that. There's some great reviews on our show on iTunes.
Yeah. One called Joel. What a poor man's Don Cherry.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was less than good.
But
we support that.
Yeah. We appreciate honesty, and we appreciate your reviews. So go over
there.
Not
too much honesty, though. I will cry a little bit.
Okay.
Well, if you're mean to me.
Okay, don't be mean. But, and if you want to lie and just say nice things about us, we've never said no to that either.
So, I'm pretty sure no one's listening anymore. All right, so this is the part of the show where I will say, Johnny Gaudreau is overrated. Nobody likes Alex Ovechkin. Patrice Bergeron is the most overrated player in any sport all time. So is Jordan Eberle.
Boom City.